It's bringing together best practices from all over the world around how we can move the data.gov platform forward and the transparency agenda, and bringing in people from the UK, from Australia, from Canada, all over the world, very much focused on implementation, not just policy.
Obviously, one of the goals around for 2010, which obviously for the fiscal year, was put up so many high-value data sets. Did agencies, generally speaking, meet that goal? And do you have anything that comes to mind in terms of what were some of the high-value data sets that you remember as being most highly valuable?
When you think about data sets like the Medicare, Medicaid data sets, around hospital results or data that they use to charge money for being available for free, or car seat safety rating data sets and the underlying calculus behind them. Those are some high-value data sets, or data sets coming out of EPA. The challenge moving forward is going to be for us to think about and parse through how do you differentiate between data sets that are going to actually drive economic value and innovation versus data sets for accountability, versus data sets that are going to allow breakthroughs to happen. And what you're seeing is each agency has a diverse set of constituencies and mission. So a valuable data set for somebody who's in the Southwest may be data sets around what's going on with land and reclamation and, for example, where you're seeing infrastructure built out that's going to create value economically for them, versus a data set in Washington, D.C. or New York City is going to be a very different value data set. So what we're running into now is that different constituencies are beginning to ask for data sets. So you may have accountability groups that are, their worldview may be that only accountability data is high value. But you may have software developers who may say, well, we only want APIs across this data set. That's organic, and it's natural, and it's actually healthy, because it's going to help evolve data.gov to that platform and create the demand side for us.
Are you guys giving any guidance from your office to agencies about this in terms of how do you decide which one is most important to get out? So if you have the reclamation people versus the software developer people versus maybe transportation people versus environmental people, if you're being pulled in three different directions, are there any guidance or anything that you guys are doing to say, okay, go with this type first?
Well, the Open Government Directive actually did provide broad guidance around high-value data sets, whether it was data sets around accountability or data sets that would drive innovation or create economic opportunity. Now what's happening is as we're putting together this conference on implementation, that's one of the questions we're wrestling with. And at an agency-by-agency level, figuring out what is the order of operation and priority, because what's really important is to figure out from a mission perspective, what is the core mission of that agency, and how do we make sure that we don't asymmetrically tilt one way or the other. We could easily turn the data.gov platform into nothing but an accountability platform. That wouldn't add as much value, or we could turn it into just a pure mission platform. That wouldn't add as much value either, so we have to find a balance, and I don't think there's necessarily a set of prescriptive guidance that you could just put on paper and hope things happen. I think this is going to be a dialogue with agencies back and forth, and also bringing in the constituencies. So we would need to bring in veterans to sit down with a VA to help us identify what is a high-value data set. It can't be done in a vacuum where the agency is arbitrarily deciding, hey, we believe these three data sets are high value.
You brought up the examples from the apps that were developed. What's the usage? How many have been developed? Can you give us some status update, if you will, on where this app's development is going?
On data.gov and the platform, we've already seen over 200 apps that have been created. And part of what we want to be able to do as a strategy is I want to make sure that the government isn't developing all the apps. The purpose was, even with the CPSC app, was that we would seat a bunch of lightweight apps as incubators, and that what you would have is third parties actually creating majority of those apps. What you're going to begin now seeing is the emergence of these third-party apps that are being created. What I want to make sure is that what the government doesn't begin doing is creating all the apps. That we have a few apps that we seat in different verticals, from product safety to healthcare to education, and that this ecosystem of developers, whether it's the RPI folks who are creating all these really cool things, or Berkeley or Stanford, or it's high schools and universities across the country, or actually developers who are monetizing these apps. That's where we really want to end up.
Are you seeing that happening, where the government is seeding a few apps and then people are coming together and improving it and innovating on top of it?
Well, we're seeing that in a huge way around healthcare. So when we launched the Community Health Data Initiative, what we saw was not just the number of apps created, but more importantly, this concept of a blue button, where with a VA, you could now download the raw data for veterans' electronic health records. We're actually seeing, more important than just a few apps, is the emergence of a new industry, where now you have companies that are creating blue button readers, and companies like Google and Microsoft are thinking about how will they incorporate this blue button to provide services. So that's where this whole ecosystem around a platform that allows then third parties to create most of that value is kind of where we're headed. Where I think it's going to be really exciting is when we begin launching services, and we're working very closely with Elizabeth Warren around the new agency, around the Consumer Protection Financial Agency.